adventures of Jim Long, Space Agent, the beginning. Welcome to the origination of the Galaxy Space Police Federation. Earth's history led to space travel, with the capability to travel at the speed of light, visiting new civilizations in the 25th century. The population of Earth was never really alone. The Galaxy Police Federation had been around for thousands of years, gradually expanding as new cultures reached the age of light speed and aware of its existence. The new scientific age clusters Ratio 5 came into being, and before that time, a covert observation was accepted. Some planetary cultures self-destructed in the incredible advancement of technology. Others struggled and were set back a century by the quest for individual power and territory. Many planets never survived their own planetary environment. And although earthquakes, meteorite bombardment, and adverse weather wiped out the surfaces of these worlds, the survivors were ready to start again. The speed of light signified an advancement of such magnitude that allowed a single spacecraft and crew to travel to the nearest star systems to visit other civilizations. At this point, the Galaxy Police Federation would openly visit and initiate diplomatic relations in the form of a Galaxy Police Embassy. A signed charter then protected the planet and its inhabitants from being an aggressor to another civilization or falling prey to a high technological advanced group of predators. Police Federation headquarters, currently based in a small solar system near to the very center of the galaxy, incorporating two suns and five planets. Three of the worlds were full life supporting, and the principal Krakor, specially manufactured and landscaped by the Ancient Ones of Light, ancient beings of the spirit and protectors of the galaxy. Krakor was a place of great beauty with oceans, rivers, lakes, streams and waterfalls viewed through the landscape. Recruitment for the Federation was from every life-bearing planet in the galaxy above Ratio 5, and the other two worlds were living quarters for 5 million members and their families. Out-of-body traveller, Jim Long, Space Agent, is a high-ranking officer of the Galaxy Police Federation. He wears a bracelet on each wrist, a special gift from the ancient beings of light. The bracelets allow him to move in spirit form into the astral worlds and other dimensions. He travels with his team of two fellow officers, Farmer and Clark, in intergalactic craft, codenamed IGCs. Gale, Frosty Farmer, is a computer and systems expert who exudes a cold exterior posture, hence the nickname Frosty. She is smart and tidy, not liking mess and chaos, and can hold her own in male company with humorous cutting answers, almost seeming to have the last word. Norman, the engineer, is a complete reverse, always looking shabby, preferring to wear overalls and do physical work. Stripping down an engine and fitting it back together is his idea of fun. In stressful situations, Jim and Gale can always find a jocular temperament to release tension, much to Norman's annoyance. Besides their differences, there is a tight bond between them, especially in demanding conditions. Jim and his two fellow officers are people of high moral and ethical standards about their profession and beliefs. All three are of high intellect, bereft of any verbal profanity except for humorous innuendo. They carry out the orders and instructions of the Federation in ethereal and physical environments, inviting and helping new society members to reach high standards of planetary moral understanding. Recently, Gale and Norman received wrist bracelets that connect to two massive biological computers. Jim controls them all, allowing interdimensional and astral access. These two machines at the center of a future world give admittance to other dimensions using a physical transformation and a mirror body spiritual transition to the astral realms or the second life presence, the afterlife. A short synopsis of the second book in the series, The White Hole. A white hole is traversing through our universe so quickly that it moves through time itself. A missing space station with senior officers on board causes Jim to use his bracelets, catapulting him into an almost negative dimension, defying the laws of physics. In a limited time, he has to find the missing officers amidst a universe of planetary chaos, a runaway moon moving toward them, and the puzzle of a huge, ancient, mystic machinery. Within 4 days, they were in position on the trajectory line of the White Hole. Everyone was moving about and talking with an air of apprehension and excitement as Jim sat and watched from the commander's chair. Computer auger, force field in operation now. There was a delay of 10 seconds as the power built up to its operating level and the computer spoke. Force field now in operation, strength 9.8. Auger, time of impact of UP, 2.3 minutes. Auger, craft analysis. Force field in operation, all weapons ready to fire, all scanners and sensors working. Copy of up-to-date log dispatched to Cracker. Analysis complete. Jim bit his bottom lip. All crew to make secure. The automatic seat fasteners moved from out of the chairs, clamping each human frame firmly but gently. The IGC was now nose-on towards the White Hole. Jim once again instructed the computer. Auger, operate the hologram viewer. A stream of light joining the two orifices together, top and bottom, expanded into an oval-shaped picture from the front of the craft. Suddenly, a bright star appeared, gaining in brilliance. An alarm sounded for 1 second as the craft was encased in a blinding white light. Something was wrong. The whole craft was shaking, jarring, and shuddering, moving along in the orifice rather than passing through. Auger, show view from astern. The picture changed to a most amazing visualization. They were traveling as one with the hull through time. Solar systems flashed by within a few seconds, a supernova followed by a debris hitting the force field and disintegrating, traveling past several suns so fast they never felt the heat. Brad shouted over, "We're not going through!" Jim realized that it must be the force field and shouted an instruction. Auger, release force field! Force field released. Within seconds, the blinding light came back and their heads were flung back against the chairs as the ship responded to mass vibrations, putting the whole scenario into double image. There was a strange contraction of the craft, followed by an expansion, then silence. The whole crew was in a dazed state as Jim realized that they were on emergency power. He released his seat harness and slumped forward slightly, then standing up, he walked towards Brad and spoke. Everyone all right? They all acknowledged slowly. Auger, analysis report. Nothing happened as Brad gazed at the instrument panel in front of him. Repairs now in progress. Safety circuit breakers blown on all power packs. I'll get down to deck 3 and initiate repairs. He left the flight deck as Jim spoke to the scientists. Check all your instruments, gentlemen. Let's try and find out where we are. He turned to Gale. Any damage to the computer, Frosty? No sign of damage, only a loss of power, she replied. I'll report back when normal. They were still in the red emergency lighting as Jim turned to Norman. Have you noticed anything unusual? Norman shook his head as Jim continued. Well, we're on emergency settings, yet there is a white light coming in through the portals. Norman swung his head around and looked. My goodness, you're right, Skipper. A stream of white light had issued through the portals in the nose of the craft. They both walked over and gazed out. Everything was intensely white. There were black spots scattered all over with dark clouds, some concentrated and others in the format of a spider's web. Both gazed in awe as Derek Jones joined them, his face filled with amazement at the sight before him. This is like being in a scientist's utopia, a whole new dimension of time, completely different to ours. Jim chuckled to himself as he turned away from the portal, in the realization that this was a completely alien environment, probably containing unknown terrors of an unbelievable nature. He placed his hand on Derek's shoulder as he spoke. Enjoy yourself, Derek. I'm sure you're right. You have been listening to a Jim Long Space Agent podcast. To download the free Jim Long handbook information, go to the author site at www.robingheward.co.uk or www.jimlongspaceagent.co.uk. Go and download your free copy now.